Hi, it's Penny Trombley from the Trombley Leadership Center. I'm sitting here with Ken, manager of Staples in North Bay. And Ken, I understand that you have become somewhat skilled at recruiting and maintaining millennials, or at least you've changed your practices. Can you tell us a little bit about what you do to recruit millennials?
Well, right now for recruiting millennials, you have to look at a multifaceted, like, the more ways that you're going at it. Like before, we used to put a sign up in the window and people would walk by, bring in their applications and the resumes. We'd ask them to do an application, fill it out, and then we'd file it until we needed it. Now there's more online recruiting than what we have to do, and we have to look at other resources as well that are offered in the city. Youth employment has permanent programs available. There's different organizations in town, community living, LIPI. These are all places that will offer and help, that we look for to help us recruit from. Word of mouth, through our interactions with the Chamber of Commerce or different business functions that we attend, Pat or myself. And we'll look at the different people, and you know, everybody knows somebody, and that seems to be where we're getting the bulk of it now. We rarely get the walk-ins that we're looking for.
Do you use LinkedIn or Facebook to recruit?
I don't use it personally, but a couple of my colleagues do. And LinkedIn is a great tool that they can use through to pull from, I guess, their wealth. Because, again, it's more of that contact between different people, different peers. Like, we've hired people that didn't work out with some of the other businesses in town. And they've contacted us and said, hey, I've got this really good person. They're just not getting what I need them to get, but I know that they're a great person. Do you have any space for them? And we send them over, and we've done the same thing. We've reached out to other places because we've had people that were great, but they just couldn't work in the concept that we wanted them to.
Okay, that's great. So you're really being resourceful with the community links and whatnot that you've got at your fingertips here.
Yep.
In North Bay. So once you do have a millennial recruited and let's say trained, mm-hmm. how do you manage them differently, or do you find that you've had to alter your management style?
We've gone down a different path a little bit more so, because millennials, it's not like it was back in the 90s or even the 2000s where, you know, when you were the boss, this is what they did, you know, you did your best to help your people out and stuff like this. Now millennials need instant gratification. They're so used to getting it on all forms of media that when they come to work, if they want to be successful, they need to feel like they're part of the team. There's less of them covering for another team member and whatnot. There's more of them coaching that other team member to bring them up to speed. And there's quite a few different types, if you will, of millennials out there. But I find that coaching them they need constant contact. So every day you have to have an informal, it's a meeting, but you can't call it a meeting. Millennials will not respond well to the old format where this is what you need to do.
Right.
This is where you are. We need to, you know, explain to me how you got here. Mm-hmm. You need to be in constant in the know with them. You need to be involved with them. And that's just moving them forward. By moving them forward, I mean, like, let's say that there's a target that they need to hit. We've got planograms to do, or there's jobs that need to be taken care of right away. So to have a meeting with them, to sit them down in an office on a one-on-one structure, mm-hmm. just doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
They get there and they get bored. If you try to have all of them together, is even worse, because when you're talking with one, they'll feel that they multitask and they'll want to do something on their phone. And the phone is essential in the workplace now. If you're a workplace and you don't allow your associates to carry their phone, you're missing out. Only because the phone is their answer sheet for everything. They're confident and they know what they're talking about because they can instantly research it.
Mm-hmm. Google
faster.
It.
Yeah, they Google it. You know, they don't know this, no problem.
Right.
I'll Google it.
Right.
You know, in our business, we sell printers. We sell computers. Well, not every one person can hold a craft to the point where they're always on top of the changes.
Right.
But if you come in and you want to know how many sheets that cartridge will yield, we encourage them to have their phones on them and on our Wi-Fi system where they can just bang, pull it up. They have that instant information for the customer.
So what I heard you say is instant gratification. So when you're talking about instant gratification, what are some of the techniques that you're using to help inspire them on a day-to-day basis?
Well, one of the first things that it's kind of rolling back to when I first started in management. One of my mentors gave me a piece of advice and told me, when you see it, say it.
Mm.
Right?
Right.
And the same idea. Don't wait to congratulate them after the shift or at the end of their shift. When you see them doing a good job, or even if they're trying hard, you walk up to them and say, you know what? Great job. Thanks. And in our store, what we like to do is we like to, I guess, promote that positiveness.
Right.
So we give them out Tim cards. A $2 Tim card or a $5 pizza card or McDonald's card goes a long way with this generation. Number one, it's like, this is the instant gratification they get. I'm successful. Yeah. Look at this. Yeah. They don't want to wait till the end of the year.
Right.
And then find out on the end of the 6 months and find out on the review that they're not so successful.
Right.
You know? And again, it's having these one-on-one sessions. You're out on the floor as they're doing stuff. You're coaching, creating that atmosphere for them. And they have to know. This is, I guess, one of the biggest things. They absolutely have to know that it's okay if they fail. Mm-hmm. You know, as long as they get up and try.
Right.
You know, like I have a saying that you've never really failed something as long as you keep trying.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that seems to apply to them, because as soon as they hear that, as soon as we've created that culture and they know that it's okay for them to fail, as long as they learn from their mistakes and move forward, then there's some phenomenal things that can come out. Like some of the displays that are created, some of them, when you let them do their own thing, you give them the parameters, you're always in the know of where they are and what they're doing, but there's some phenomenal things that can happen.
So would you consider yourself to, what would be the average stay for a millennial in your workplace here at Staples?
Well, if we've retained them and they've made it through their first 3 months, for a part-time student, is probably someone who starts in high school and they'll go through their university career as long as they're in town. And we're looking like 5 years on some of them. I have two of them in right now that started as a part-time associate, and one of them's got 16 years and the other one's got 7 years. But on average, it's as long as things are going well for them and it meets their needs and it fits in with their social world,
right,
they'll stay here for as long as you need them.
Do you have to do a lot of shift juggling for them to balance the needs of their sports or their desires of like out-of-town concerts or whatever it is, like their other aspects of life?
Yeah, because they're much more of a global citizen, they're all over the place. I have one gentleman that's in right now. He came to us a couple weeks ago and said he had a concert in Nashville to go to. How do you say, before this was like a trip of a lifetime, but in the last year and a half that he's been employed with us, he's probably done that three or four times, because he's not a sound technician, but he knows a lot about these. So these small concerts that he attends that are like 4,000 or 5,000 people that he does sounds for and stuff like this, he goes to these things. And it's not that he gets paid a ton of money to do this and makes a living, but this is his passion.
Right.
So as long as he feels that we're supporting his passion, like, he'll stay and do the best he can for us.
That's great. That's a really good interview, Ken. I'm really, I think that's very good information for a lot of employers who, you know, it's a very hot topic these days. Our millennials are the largest population in our workforce now, and they're not going anywhere. So we do have to adapt and adjust. And you've given us some great concrete skills there that you've tried and tested. And I know it sounds easy rolling off your tongue, but I'm going to assume that you've been working on it for a good 10, 12 years.
Well, yeah. Like, I mean, I chose to be a retail manager. When I was 18, I had a choice to go to school or stay here. Or go to school or stay in the field. And I stuck with retail, and I've been in retail for It'll be 30 years in November, and I've seen this landscape of the associate change and how things are working. And to be able to get the best associates and retain them, you have to do these things. You have to support them in what they're passionate about. Because when they're passionate, when that associate is feeling well, then they can do great things. And as a manager, that's what I want. I have a social responsibility as well as a responsibility to the shareholders of the company. I have a social responsibility to the associates here to be as fair and good to them as possible, but I also have a financial responsibility to the shareholders. So it's a juggling act between balancing both so that everybody comes out equal.
Wow. And that's phenomenal. It's a great way to look at things. It's a great give and be rich strategy for the workplace. And I just really want to thank you for your time today.
No problem.
So that was Ken, manager of Staples in North Bay. And remember, your greatest leadership day is with Penny Tremblay.